Organizations from around the state gathered at Marshall University last week to discuss the next step in rebuilding the communities ravaged by the June 2016 flooding. The one-day summit in Huntington focused on ways to improve the devastated economies in regions of the state where flooding took not only homes, but also businesses and schools. Jenny Ganaway is the executive director of the West Virginia Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster Group, which hosted the event.
A lot of times the economy and what's happened to the economy in an area after a disaster is always lost in the shuffle. So we know that in working with families, if a family doesn't have a grocery store to shop at or a gas station or the schools are affected, then they're not going to stay in there in those communities.
The summit featured panel discussions covering government, nonprofits, businesses, and higher education. Ganaway says it's going to take a well-rounded effort in order to boost the economy to the level it was before the floods occurred.
So that together, we all are working together. One may be doing the economy, one may be doing the health part, somebody else may be doing the rebuilding of the homes. But at the end, everything has to come together and gel together.
A second economic recovery summit will be held in the spring at West Virginia University. Governor-elect Jim Justice was among the speakers at the conference. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.